now, the rest of the story. Marion Green was an employee of the Dallas Morning News. In fact, she was at the paper that day, that July 1, 1930, at 4 in the afternoon, when she was struck by a sudden stabbing stomach pain. As Marion doubled over in agony, co-workers rushed to her side. Somebody said it looked serious, suggested Marion be taken immediately to the hospital, and she was. Now, that was Tuesday, July 1, 1930. 4 p.m. By 4:15, Marion Green was in emergency, being examined. She had a fever. The discomfort seemed to be localized in her right abdomen. The examination confirmed what doctors had suspected from the start, appendicitis. Marion would have to have her appendix removed no later than the following morning. So she must stay in the hospital overnight. She stayed in the hospital overnight. The surgery went smoothly, and so did Marion's recovery. Her doctor suggested she stay in the hospital about a week. But 7 days later, when Marion was sitting up preparing to go home, and the nurse was taking her temperature rather routinely, the nurse discovered that Marion's fever had returned. Post-operative peritoneal infection, unlikely. More tests, followed by rather remarkable results. Somehow Marion, in the hospital, had contracted malaria. Well, she was moved to a private room and observed carefully. She received the finest medical attention, and shortly, the crisis was past. It was 2 weeks later that Marion Green was released from the hospital. Now, this is going to sound a little strange, but you have to remember that this was in 1930. She had been in the hospital a total of 3 weeks. They had been three very expensive weeks. Her bill was presented to her as she was leaving. The total bill was $150. I know, but it was a lot of money in those days. Anyway, Marion didn't pay a cent of it. Not a cent. Her medical insurance covered it all. The room, the surgery, the medication. Her medical insurance covered everything. For on Tuesday, July 1, 1930, at noon, and this is just 4 hours before her appendicitis attack, Marion Green had signed up for something called the Baylor Plan, a hospitalization prepayment system named for the Baylor University vice president who had invented it. And so impressed by this were Marion's colleagues back at the Dallas Morning News, that as soon as they heard, they all signed up. And the consequent publicity popularized the new concept in medical insurance, the Baylor Plan, devised to retard a recent increase in unpaid hospital bills. It was not 1 year old at the time. It was among the first hospitalization plans anywhere. It was also the one that caught on. And by now, you know why. Because a young lady from the newspaper had it when she needed it. And the newspaper spread the word. And so the company that system became, you now know as Blue Cross. Only, now you know the rest of the story.